The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument. Dillard University is about to embark on an exhausting run of three competitions in their quest to punch their ticket to the national tournament. It's the same old arson case. A bar called Chuggies is torched. A firefighter dies, and the owner tries to collect the insurance money. Coach Adria Kimbrough and students Amaya Ronzik, DeAndre Bell, LaJanae Shelton, and Caitlin Douglas narrate this story. This is Episode 9, Survive and Advance.
Okay, I did this chant. I think people who were on my team for Houston remember. Yeah. I pulled y'all outside and I made y'all do this chant.
Yeah, we loved it.
About this team. So I just want y'all to repeat after me and keep the beat like I know we can. Okay, just repeat after me. It's a very simple repeat after me. This team.
This team.
Best team.
Best team.
This team.
This team.
Best team.
Best team.
This team.
This team.
Strong team.
Strong team.
This team.
This team.
Strong team.
Strong.
I love my team.
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 I love my team. Y'all, come on.
So the season is still shaping up for us. We have commitments already at competitions. One will be the University of Alabama, Pace University in New York, the University of Houston, which is a great competition.
Sterling.
Come back to the room.
My name is Sterling. Yeah.
Dinner's at your house tonight, right?
Yes, it's at my cousin's house. When I knew it was Houston and I knew it was this week, I was like, yes, we're gonna eat good food one of these days. We're gonna have some good homemade food with my family, and we're gonna have fun.
So today is going well. We are having an opportunity to test some things out. Also having an opportunity to give some of our newer members a chance to get more experience.
But do you not think so far ahead?
I hate to say it like this, but it's almost like a varsity JV model. that happens in the spring where you put your very best, your best experienced, talented people all on one team, almost like a warrior class, if you will, like an all-star team, because you want to give yourself the best shot to make it to the championship. Some of our lesser experienced people are going to be on the team by themselves in the spring, so they're not going to have, you know, the Amayas, the Lajanays, the DeAndres with them to kind of help hold them up.
You know what it reminds me of?
All righty, defense players, first witness.
Yeah, we would like to call a stop every 5%.
Okay.
And yeah, now also.
I'll be playing the role of a witness. Specifically for this run, I'll be Skylar DeJong. It's going to be an interesting witness because we're trying out a new theory. We are contending that somebody else did it, that somebody being me. And so I have to play it off like I didn't do it, but I really know what happened. But it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Skylar DeJong.
And what do you do?
Well, at heart, I am a thespian. I can play many roles. I can be happy, I can be sad, I can be holier than thou, and of course, I can be a little evil too, if you, you know.
So you don't like the girl?
Not at all, absolutely. I mean, she made bad business decisions, including what she did to me. The renovations were terrible. Everything that Dakota did really messed things up.
And like you said prior to, you saw her walking to the firehouse.
Yes.
And that's what made you certain that it was Miss Sutcliffe that you saw.
Well, I know for a fact it was her. I mean, it was her bar, her business. She would be the only one there at the time, with the exception of me, because, you know, I know how to move around.
That's exactly right, Mr. DeJong. You knew it was her because she's the only firefighter that you know that is connected to Chuggies and the firehouse.
Well, I wouldn't say the firefighting part was really what gave me the ammunition I needed to know that it was her, but like I said, when I followed her to the building, followed her out of the building, that kind of thing, it made sense. Yes, I was able to tell that she was a firefighter.
My name is Aubrey.
How do you feel about the last round?
I feel really confident about the last round.
Your closing was amazing, you know that?
Thank you.
No, like, I'm being so serious. The judge's comments, did it no justice. Like, he said some good stuff, but like, I'm very proud of your closing.
Thank you. I tried. All thanks to you and Amaya. You and Amaya, all thanks to y'all.
The amount of improvement you've shown since like the very first time you gave a closing, like when I say exponential, like no, the way you told the story, like I saw you make the adjustments that I suggested last night, and it was well done.
Thank you.
Okay, I know earlier I said I was really nervous to the point of crying, but like after I went through my first direct, no, it was my first cross, I was like so excited, like I felt so comfortable, and I was like, I'm ready to do it again.
The Annihilator.
Yes, we've given her a line name. This is the Annihilator speaking.
Because of Katrina, like some of my best friends in Houston are from New Orleans. And you know, we see a lot of New Orleans elements in a lot of things that people in Houston do, because so much of Houston's population are people who are displaced, you know, from New Orleans. So my dad is the founding minister, the pastor at Joy Cathedral in Houston, Texas. You know, people already know who he is, especially in the church. Everyone knows who he is.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Hello. I'm doing well. How about yourself? DeAndre Bell is my name, sir.
Jason Foster.
Nice to meet you,
nice
sir.
To meet you. Davis Lamb.
Good morning. DeAndre Bell is
nice
my name, sir.
You.
Come on in.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, sir. Let's walk through the kitchen. We have to makeshift. Excuse me. Just follow me. We have to makeshift since we're still in the COVID environment. I still don't feel comfortable meeting face-to-face in worship.
How long is your service usually?
I start at 10:59 and we're normally done by 11:35. My wife will start playing behind the curtain, and then my son and my daughter will give me directions on time, and we'll hit record, play, and that's it. What time is it, sweetie? Okay. Okay, sweetie, I'm going live. Thank you.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. We're grateful and thankful to God that he has allowed us this another day, another hour, another privilege, and another opportunity, that we might gather before his presence to call upon his holy and righteous name. I'm grateful and thankful to God that you have decided. We were still in our first home, and so DeAndre was 2 years old. He grabs a microphone and he starts screaming, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And his mother says, DeAndre, you're going to be hoarse. So he screams and he's preaching. And because he was screaming Jesus so much, he lost his voice. He put his microphone down, drank out of his sippy cup, then put the sippy cup down, picked his microphone back up, and he started preaching again.
He did.
So, yes.
He's always been very intelligent. We call him wise beyond his years, just because if you hold a conversation with him, even I will have to tell him, okay, dumb that down a little bit. You know, use layman terms with me. I'm your mama. Use layman terms. And so, but he's always been that kid.
DeAndre is just, he's just always a character. He's always been a character.
Over my head, I hear music. Over my head, I hear music. There must be a God somewhere. And even if your instrument has gotten down to only one string, if you can still make music, you can still rejoice because of what God has done for you. Granted, brothers and sisters, our lives may not line up with the direction that we think they should line up, but all in all, you and I should be able to rejoice that God has given us another chance to get it right.
He wanted to be a lawyer. My dad wanted to go to law school, and he was called to preach instead. And it was crazy because over the past summer, he said, DeAndre, it's amazing to me how I couldn't do what I wanted to do, but God has led you to do the thing, the kind of things that I want to do. And not only that, you've been led to not only be a lawyer, but to preach as well. So now you are doing twofold the things that I am doing, you know?
Father God, you've given each of us a distinct and succinct talent, Father God. You've given us each an element of this case that we can argue to the best of our ability. So we thank you, Father God. We thank you for the objections, the rules of evidence, the case, the witnesses, the attorneys, the openings, the closings, the directs, the crosses. We thank you, Father God, for putting these words in our minds, in our hearts, and in our souls, Father God, so that we may not only show them who we are, but show them who you are, Father God. You have made this team all that it is, Father God, and so we thank you once more. Father God, if there's anything I forget to ask, please don't neglect an answer. And for us in your darling son Jesus' name we pray, amen.
So today, we're celebrating Dillard University Homecoming Parade, and so we're all excited about it. It's our first parade of the season. But when I say season, the last 2 years, you know, because of COVID, everything was canceled. So we have a big parade and celebrating the coming back of Gentilly, coming back to the city of New Orleans, and all the kids coming in.
Yes, ma'am.
So sorry to interrupt. Is the Wi-Fi password the same with the at sign?
An at sign.
We're definitely still practicing. We've had to adjust because of homecoming week events. So we're having an extended 3-hour practice tonight. So we're still doing the work.
This weekend is our regionals tournament. Unfortunately, it was put online due to COVID-19, but this is the tournament that decides like if our season is over or not, basically. if we make it past this, we'll go to like nationals and stuff like that. I'm kind of bummed because I really wish it would have been in person, but it is a lot of pressure now because like this is my last shot at it.
She's gonna switch out with you.
Okay, if you switch out with
y'all. Like, you know how on defense you're on yeah, defense and Taylor, so can Taylor use yours?
Yeah. I thought you meant like switch out computer.
No.
Oh no.
Which two, DeAndre, please tell me you got the pre-lock computer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm left it. My bad.
Where's the clip?
Let me go put it together.
What are you guys doing right now?
We are putting together ring lights so that we can have good lighting for the competition. I'm excited because we're ready to kick some behind.
Can someone test screen sharing, please?
That's it. The defense is ready to proceed, Your Honor.
Please. First, Your Honor, I would like to acknowledge that Dakota Sutcliffe is constructively present throughout trial today and is constructively wearing a red tie.
Okay.
Second, Your Honor, I'm entering a character evidence form which both parties have signed in the chat.
In terms of the level of experience, collectively, this is the most experienced team that we've had. And so this is our very best chance to make it back to the championship. And I like our chances. I was talking to some of them even today. I was like, well, it's our last rodeo. Like, this is it. And I would very much like for them to experience that joy. I mean, you think about, you do all of this work, all this excitement around, you know, a piece of plastic, essentially, this trophy that you get. But it represents so much more than that, particularly for those students who have been on this team all 4 years of their college experience. It represents such a huge part of their Dillard experience. They've invested a lot of time, energy, and effort in an activity that they get no academic credit for. They don't get paid for it. They've invested a tremendous amount. And I would just love for them to be able to have the experience of making it to the championship before they leave here.
So I'm a senior. I'm actually applying to law school right now. I made this document when I was 19 years old. I'm 21 now. Before, there were like maybe 80 schools on here, and I've researched every single one until I was able to narrow it down to 15. Okay, so in this document, I've listed the institution, the rank of the institution. It was important to me that I had some institutions that could take me anywhere I wanted to go. And then I have these schools in green because my pre-law advisor thought that I should look into them to see my chances of getting a full ride scholarship. So that's why I have those highlighted. But as far as the schools that I'm applying to, in one category, as far as where I think I could get the most money, is Fordham, Texas A&M, Northeastern, University of Miami, St. John's, and Howard. All of those have great financial aid programs based on my score. And they also have a wide variety of individuals that look like me. I think the diversity is great at the schools. They have great clinics, and I would be happy going to either of them. NYU actually has this great clinic by Brian Stevenson, who runs it. And they do a lot of death penalty work, capital punishment cases. And after reading his book, Just Mercy, and realizing how we treat people involved in the criminal justice system, specifically those who were given the death penalty or are on death row, I was really able to connect with it and not only see the humanity in the people that he was talking about, but I wanted to introduce that concept into the legal field. Even though there are empathetic lawyers, I don't think there are enough. People always say, well, how can you defend these types of people, or these types of people deserve this, and it's really not that simple. So I would love to learn more from him. And plus, NYU is, I think, the highest ranked criminal law program in the country. So as far as the schools that I think can open the most doors, those are gonna be Harvard, Columbia, Chicago, NYU, Georgetown, UT Austin, Boston University, University of Southern California, and Emory. All of those schools happen to rank very highly when it comes to placing students in federal clerkships after law school, which is a big deal. That's something that I'm interested in, and I want the door to be open for me if I decide to walk through it. But my personal statement is mainly about a time in my life where I felt that my voice wasn't being heard or that I was suppressing my feelings, and how through mock trial I was able to not only find my voice but realize what I wanted to do now that I regained it. Let me try to find a good part. Okay, here's one paragraph I can read. That same day, I signed up for something called mock trial. Thinking I would learn a few things about speaking effectively, I began sitting in the back of practices and watching the student lawyers argue their cases. My coaches didn't let that fly for too long. They insisted I lead strategy discussions and present every side of the case until I knew the facts of the story like it were my own. The courtroom became the place where I felt the most comfortable. I learned that being a litigator isn't about the objections you make or how smart you sound. It's about the stories you tell.
Today, I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
How long do weddings usually last? How long was your wedding, Ms. Capron?
Finna start praying.
Jesus music.
I think that's what she's trying to do. I can catch a beat. I can catch a beat, but staying on it, that's another story.
I'm feeling a lot of pride in this setup right now.
I do.
Okay, I'm gonna try to do this without crying. No, I was just telling Ms. Friesen and some others that my freshman year on the team, I just remember being super nervous and just wanting to cry because I just didn't think I was ready. And then the tears that I have today is not from that place. I'm not anxious at all. I'm excited and I'm proud of each and every one of y'all and the growth that I've seen on the team. Like, I'm here to show up one last time for you guys at regionals. But no, I know that it's been stressful. There's been tension on the team. There's been, you know, times where some of us wanted to quit. And I didn't mean to look at nobody in particular. But, you know, I'm just really excited for where you guys are at right now. And I can't wait to come back and be able to judge one of y'all's rounds and just to see how far y'all have come. Oh, okay, that's it. But let's go in there and kick butt. And let's just win and do what we came here to do.
Period.
Love it.
Happy Black History Month.
On Black History Month.
Hello, Your Honor. My name is Amaya Ronzik, and alongside my co-counsel, DeAndre K. Bell II.
Hello, Your Honor.
And Renee Simeon.
Hello, Your Honor.
We proudly represent Dakota Sutcliffe in this matter. And you don't know what debris or evidence they moved away from, Jalen.
No, I'm not aware. I was outside.
And you also didn't interview these officers after your investigation, did you?
No.
You also didn't require them to write a report about what debris was removed.
Your Honor, relevance and lack of
professionalism was a tragic act.
Objection, Your Honor, to facts not in evidence, or testifying to facts not in evidence.
Can you explain your objection?
Yes, Your Honor. Opposing counsel is eliciting information, hearsay information, from an article that has not yet been entered.
Okay, I gotta get ready to help him turn off the lights. I'm gonna go stand in my spot. Do you want him to get on yours?
Okay, do right. The tester. DeAndre, get back in the room and yell.
Go get in the back of the room.
I have to switch the lights off.
Okay, sorry. Turn the lights off real
quick. DeAndre has a little demonstrative he does for his closing, because the whole contention is that the witnesses they bought to make an identification possibly couldn't have made it, because they claim somebody in all black with a black hoodie pulled up at a 3/4 angle with the lights off is obviously this person. So he's gonna go 50 feet away with a black hoodie on, and we're gonna turn the lights off.
So is this a Hail Mary?
It very much is a Hail Mary.
Your Honor, opposing counsel, members of the jury. At the beginning of today's trial, you heard my co-counsel come before you and tell you that the prosecution did not wait for the smoke to clear. And now, by the end of trial, you've seen that before the smoke of the Chuggies fire was able to dissipate, before a clear picture of what actually happened on July 31st was made prevalent, before a thorough investigation was completed, the prosecution rushed to try and convict my client, Dakota Sutcliffe, of aggravated arson. And so don't believe it. Wait for the smoke to clear. Because had the prosecution waited for the smoke to clear, they would have understood that a figure standing not 5, not 10, not 15, not 20, not 30, not 40, but 50 feet away, standing at a 3/4 angle with a hoodie on their hood raised up and the lights off, would have rendered a verdict in today's case of not guilty.
We're good.
We're good?
We're good.
You still have so much time left, DeAndre. I'm loving it.
Yes, Your Honor.
Please. You can close the door.
Mr. Butler is losing his mind.
Let me go. Hey, I'm over here just like,
yes, indeed.
That's what we mean.
That's
what
we
mean.
That's it.
That's
it. And I wanted to laugh so bad, but I'm just over here like,
and I know you do. But he loves it.
Right. No, he ate that
he
up.
He went just like this. He went just like this. He went.
Oh no, he ate that up.
Oh, yeah, he loved that question.
I didn't know. I was
like, he said it like the whole time.
That's good. That's what
he's
supposed to do.
I'm so glad that like.
Yes,
yeah. Y'all, that was good. That was good.
But you
good.
Know what? We also kept
good.
Our cool. Like, I think that's
yes,
something
you
that...
Did.
Like,
yes, you did. That's
or
progress.
Medicine.
That's real, that's real progress for the team. That's real progress for the team.
Growth.
Because it's growth because certainly, like, the trial was great. But the fact that y'all were unflappable, like, that's progress because y'all know how we do.
Look,
I said, you see this judge is not here for objection arguments. You see this other team is not really objecting at all. Like, I hope we sense the temperature in the room and adjust, and I think we did.
Historically black colleges and universities across the country have been the target of several bomb threats this year. Dillard University in New Orleans is the latest HBCU to get a bomb threat. Leaders say several law enforcement agencies were called in this morning, and they're investigating where this threat came from. Stay with us here at WDSU as we continue to get updates on this developing story.
How do y'all think about all these
Oh, God. The fact it's happening around Black History Month.
Right. Very much terrorist. It's giving Klan now knows how to use the internet. It's giving, we can't burn crosses anymore, but we can sure use a telephone. It's giving new Grand Wizard is a young person.
Shut up. Because that's very much true.
No, do you think they follow Robert's Rules of Order at their meeting?
Stop.
They was like, somebody was like, okay, we have a motion on the floor to do these 7 schools this week. Can I get
a second?
Can I get a second? Mm-hmm. Point of order? Yes, Grand Wizard recognizes Brother Jeffrey.
Next point of business. I'm gonna be honest, we've been getting bomb threats probably since I was in middle school. Come on now.
Like, it's very much getting old. White supremacists
need to figure out something
new. At
this point, if I get bombed, I'm going to heaven. I've had very racist experience. My first racist experience in Shreveport was in the 4th grade at the elementary school. My grandmother was a cafeteria manager at, and the teacher was going around in a circle asking everybody what their nicknames were. And my nickname is KK in my household. And so I said, my nickname's KK. And of course, she made a joke about the KKK. Yes, she did. In front of a room full of Black children. And I went home laughing about it because I was a kid. I didn't know about the KKK in the 4th grade, you know. And so I go home and tell them the joke. Nobody's laughing. And they have to sit me down and talk to me about racism.
Hey, Granny.
Turn your screen down, son, Ladybug.
Down, down.
Yeah. Perfect. Okay. Just like that.
Okay. My name is Carlos Douglas, and I am Caitlin Douglas' grandmother. The neighborhood I grew up in was good. It was basically, I guess, more like a family-oriented, different families living in that little neighborhood, the little small neighborhood, and everybody got along. We went to school together, and most of them, you know, after they grew up, finished high school, they just left and went to different states.
I was attached to her hip all the time. That's my best friend right there. She knows. She's amazing. She's very protective, very supportive. She's the matriarch of our family. And, you know, you guys, y'all are talking to an angel right now. So I need y'all to cherish the moment and absorb it, because she is literally the reason why I'm still on the earth. You know, I talked to her as I got older about, during that time, I was having suicidal thoughts as a kid, you know, and it's hard to talk with her about it, not because she doesn't want to talk about it, but because it's like she wanted to protect me.
Her mother ended up transferring her over to the school where I worked at. And by me working there, they would bring her to me. I'm like, Caitlin, what are you doing? And she would tell me this and that and that. Because Caitlin was real smart. And I think that was probably...
It's okay. Take your time.
Okay. And that was basically it.
Before I came to school to Dillard to finish my bachelor's, I found all my grandmother... And my mom kept very thorough records and documented it. All the encounters I ever had in elementary school, they kept them. And so I sat in the bathroom with the door closed in my grandma's house, and I start reading it, and I just start crying. Like, I just was crying uncontrollably, because I never understood why kids were so cruel to me.
And she was good, and she grew up to be Caitlin. Yeah. She just kept going. She never stopped. She never gave up. I believe she's going to become that attorney, and she's going to be good at defending other people, and she's going to always stand up for what she believes in.
I am heavily involved in activism back home in Shreveport, Louisiana. Like, we just had a police chief step down, resign, thank God, after God knows how long. We were protesting in solidarity for George Floyd, but we were really protesting for Tommy McLaughlin Jr., Wavy Austin, Vontaysha Bell, like these people who had been either killed in police custody or murdered and no justice had been sought. Like, you know what I mean? In Shreveport. And making sure that people understood that the issues you see on television are happening right now at the local level. So,
the city of Shreveport faces its own issues with police brutality. Therefore, we the people wish to create policies that encourage accountability within the Shreveport Police Department, make sure they serve and protect citizens, and ultimately create a better working relationship between the police, government, and the public they serve. To construct and implement a citizens review board that is independent from the police department to handle any investigations of crimes involving law enforcement whenever harmful methods are employed. To require SPD applicants to test for implicit racial bias. The creation and implementation of a good neighbor policy, which will create immunity for anyone who saves a human being from, but not limited to, being pummeled, assaulted, or murdered by the police in accordance with Warren v. District of Columbia and the duty to rescue doctrine. We encourage you to accept this challenge and show the world the power we have when we stand as one and fight for justice for all.
My grandmother is the person that I could always go to. She really instilled in me what equity is, what equality is, and how nobody deserves to be mistreated. Everybody deserves to be treated with love and respect. And so, you know, Granny, thank you for that. I really love you. Bottom of my heart, you always know, I always tell you everything I do is because of you and our family and what our family means to us. So, I love you and thank you.
I love you too.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
I think we were really good yesterday. I think yesterday was nice. I got called charming by an old white man as my Jelani. I was like, okay, cool. I don't know how to feel about this, but that was nice. I think yesterday went pretty good.
So, you know, I was telling DeAndre this. I said, I think the round three tells us a lot. So the team is going blind this weekend. You probably know this because I'm sure you've asked, how y'all doing? And nobody knows the answer. We went against University of Pennsylvania. Fine school with a very competitive mock trial team. Even their B team is competitive, regularly makes it to the championship. And so what that tells us is that that was the level of competition where we were at this point in the regionals this weekend. So I'm just saying, we're not gonna lay down on round four. It's too important. It could be the thing that makes a difference.
and your evidence will show that as Chuggies burned and smoldered, the defendant watched as their financial burdens disappeared with the smoke in the air. And as the prosecution, we believe that in order to uphold the integrity of our great city, we must hold the defendant accountable for their actions. Imagine with me, if you will, you are on your way to this very courtroom today and you are about to step up off your porch. You look down to the ground and you see that it is wet. There are water droplets on your car, there are water droplets on the grass, and the sky is gray. Now, because of that evidence, you don't have to pull out your phone to check the weather app to see it has just rained. You can reasonably conclude it has. You can apply that scenario to this very case today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this was an unreliable investigation. And to top it all off, Detective Weber came to the stand and told you that all of this was unnecessary.
Your Honor, at this time, we would like to publish Exhibit 7E, which has already been pre-entered into evidence to the jury. This is a report from the Five Point Mutual Insurance, who owns a fire policy taken out by the defendant, stating on August 2nd, the day after the fire, the defendant filed a claim for the $1.5 million, and they thus denied the claim. And relating to this exact exhibit, we would like to point the court's attention to state.
I just wanted to say, y'all, I know we were frustrated for round two, we were frustrated for round three, but now it's like a new trial. We put that behind us. I know as a leader, sometimes it's hard for me to stuff my feelings down and be like, nope, we still got this. And y'all obviously saw me break down during the break. But, you know, I'm human or whatever. And I think my main thing is not because we did bad or that it was like something that I'm doubting you or anything, but it's really, I just want to see that everything that we worked for really plays out the way that it should. And I know I annoyed a lot of y'all this year. I was hounding y'all, I was asking y'all to do things y'all didn't want to do, but I think it was for the greater good. I know it was for the greater good, and I think that it's time to lay it all out on the table for this last round. I have full confidence that we can take both ballots. So I'm trying not to cry because I did spend an hour on my makeup. But just keep that in mind when there's an objection battle, when another attorney is winning and you're not, when a judge doesn't seem like she's invested to be here. Keep that in mind because our purpose is greater. We're here to get 10 points on everything we do. So with that being said, DeAndre, if you could just do a quick little prayer and then we could get started.
All right, everybody, let's close your eyes. Dear Father, we come to right now once again saying thank you, Father God. Thank you for bringing us thus far. Now I ask for your strength, your guidance, your resilience, your love, your passion, your faith, Father God, so that we use all of that in this last round. Give us the openings, give us the closings, give us the victory in all that we seek to do, Father God, for we declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare going to Orcs. We declare going to Nationals right now. So I ask that you make it so, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. If there's anything I forget to ask, please don't neglect answering, for it's in your darling son's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, and we're going to go ahead with closing arguments. Ms. Fronczyk, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Why don't you go ahead?
May it please the court, opposing counsel, members of the jury. On August 1st, 2020, Detective Weber responded to a call that Chuggies Barn Restaurant was on fire. He learned that this bar belonged to the defendant and was insured for $1 million. And these damages that we've shown you today show you exactly how that fire erupted. We learned that the defendant burned her own building for money. But to burn a building for money is a crime here in Midlands, a crime called aggravated arson. And every witness we brought to you and every piece of evidence we've shown you was to prove that the defendant is the woman who committed this crime. We had to prove three elements to you. One, that the defendant committed an act of arson with the purpose to defraud. Two, that defendant acted knowingly. And three, that the defendant created a substantial risk of serious physical harm to emergency personnel, Jalen Williams. We had to prove these three things to you beyond a reasonable doubt, which basically means that by the end of this trial, if you can reasonably conclude that the only person who did this crime was the defendant, then we've done our job. They want you to forget that their family is counting on us to do what's just. They want you to forget that their family wakes up every single day hoping that they'll see their son again, that they want to believe that this is all a dream, that they cry at the thought of someone else taking over his locker or his seat at the dinner table. Members of the jury, the real victim is not here today. The villain in today's case is the defendant. The defendant is the person with the plan. The defendant is the person with the motive. The defendant is the person who, the day after the fire, with not even enough time to mourn their business, requested that $1.5 million in full. Members of the jury, do what's just in today's case. We've done our job. We've proven these elements to you beyond a reasonable doubt. So now it's your time, your moment, to do what's right in today's case and to show the defendant that when they burn their building, they can't get away with it. We must hold them accountable. Find them guilty. Thank you.
Thank you, counsel. Mr.
Johnson.
Yes, Your Honor.
It was so good. Oh my God, it was so good. Couldn't ask for nothing.
It didn't work out. Woo!
Yeah! Everybody can't walk away.
The best closing ever. Like, that you have ever done. Like, ever. Like, what a way to go out. Oh, my God. The best ever. And look at that. All like,
you crossed the witness that they want.
I'm choking on my own. Okay, don't do that. No. It was beautiful. I mean, just like perfect. It really was.
We are sad.
She said I'm crying, but it just sounded like I'm that fit.
Well, so with that, it is time to announce our bids. Ben, do you want to start us off?
Happily. The team with the first bid out of Regional 1A had a record of 8 wins. 1092 UNBC.
With 7 wins, a CS of 19, and a PD of plus 46, Team 1487, Dartmouth College.
A CS of 16.5 and a PD of plus 38, Team 1213, Pennsylvania Beef.
Our first team with 6 wins, with a CS of 16.5, a PD of plus 39, Team 1216.
Hardly 3 months into 2022, and already our nation has seen a spate of hate crime. Dr. Kimbrough.
Good afternoon, Chairman Durbin, Ranking Member Grassley, and thank you for the invitation, members of the Committee on the Judiciary, and a special Louisiana acknowledgement to Senator Kennedy. My name is Walter Kimbrough, and I am the president of Dillard University in New Orleans. I am in my 18th year as an HBCU president. Since the beginning of January, we have seen an unprecedented number of threats against historically black colleges and universities. For all practical purposes, every HBCU has been threatened. These threats have disrupted normal operations, causing classes to be canceled or hastily moved online. Unsettled students and parents already weary from the two-year toll of COVID. And in cities like New Orleans, disrupted last fall by a hurricane which left an entire major American city without power for days, these threats take an even heavier toll. We need federal law enforcement agencies to redouble their efforts to catch the wolves.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Well, look at that. So much excitement coming from Dillard University. This is the mock trial team, and they are on the road to nationals, ladies and gentlemen. And get this, they're going to compete in the opening round championship series. Out of 24 teams in the region, Dillard is one of six to advance.
We're going to go ahead and get started, and I will just for a moment take just a second to say welcome to everybody. We are really excited to have you all in Memphis. We are really excited to be here in the courthouse. I did want to just say a couple of things about this courthouse. It is a historic building. You might have recognized some of the spaces in this building. It's been featured in a lot of feature films, including The Firm, The Client, Walk the Line. Basically, any legal movie that's been set in Memphis has probably had some filming done here. We hope that you all enjoy kind of getting to live your John Grisham fantasy this weekend.
I made a post to LinkedIn actually last night using the picture that we took on the steps of the courthouse, and I mentioned how the atmosphere of the courthouse was far different than something I've experienced from mock trial before. The Army Bailey Courthouse is named after a black man, so let's start there. The amount of history that is held when you have a bunch of black kids standing on the steps of a courthouse named for a black man in a city that is so historic to the civil rights of black people, it's very powerful.
So with that, we can go ahead and flip the coin. Mike has that.
It is tails. Our next card from the D group is team 1216, Dillard.
And from group A, 1581 Northwestern.
So those are your first round pairings.
And we're getting the boards made right now that will have the room numbers on them. We'll also put that.
My name is Anna Eldridge. I am the director of mock trial and pre-law advising at Rhodes College, and we are the tournament host for the Memphis opening round championship series. So my responsibility was to run the tournament. You know, everybody at this point has already competed at invitationals. They've already competed at regionals. And, you know, this is the tournament where you know everybody in the field is really strong. The stakes are really high because everybody just really wants to be in that final field of 48. And the goal is to pick the best six teams out of each field to advance to the final 48 teams in April. You know, you've got the top six ranked teams in the country that are at this field are in the A group, and some of the teams that are here for the first time that have not competed at this tournament before or not gone to nationals before, teams like Dillard, are ranked in the D group. They're going to be matching up against the A group in round one, and I think that that's going to make for interesting matchups. And then as the tournament goes on, we'll keep hitting different teams and different categories to see ultimately who has the highest number of ballots. So how many judges thought you were the better team against each of your opponents?
Okay, let's go. So y'all know you gotta rock with it. Come on.
Don't.
Ooh.
No, I don't have
her. Come on, you can run it in the mind. Alright.
Not use the hips.
This team.
This team.
Best team.
Best team.
This team.
This team.
Best team.
Best team.
This team.
This team.
Black team.
Black team.
This team.
This team.
Black team.
Black team.
This team.
This team.
Strong team.
Strong team.
This team.
This team.
Strong team.
Strong team.
I love my 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 team.
So let's get in there and do what we came here to do. We're by the judges.
Let's go try the case.
Your Honor, opposing counsel, members of the jury, may it please the court. Follow the hoodie. On August 1st, 2020, Jalen Williams, a Midland Center firefighter, heard the alarms of the fire station ringing, meaning that it was time for him to once again risk his life. And with no second thought and no hesitation, he grabbed his gear and rushed onto the fire truck. But unfortunately, you will learn that that search and rescue mission did end in one casualty. And on that very day, Midland's lost a hero and a citizen. But most importantly, a family lost a father and a son. We all lost Jalen Williams. There's no regrets in here.
That's right.
There ain't nothing. Ain't no regrets up in here. I love y'all so much, and I'm gonna be right in the pews behind you and praising.
Praise him in the face.
Show you right when y'all get up there and get it. I'm gonna be writing my little sermon notes in the back of my bulletin. Hey y'all, let's put on a great show, let's put on a performance. Let's put on a great case.
I don't know if anybody else noticed whenever we walked in this morning,
but we made a full circle back to the beginning. And I thought about that. I just thought about how life is a full circle, you know, the beginning of life and the end of life. And I thought about how our coaches always say, what we need to win is already inside of us.
Yes.
What we need to win is already here. That was the beginning. So I know right now we're at the end and we're in round four, but this is actually our beginning again.
Yes.
To the next chapter.
Yes.
That we have.
Yes.
And we just came back to it. So when y'all go into that round, remember everything you need to win is already inside you.
Yes.
I just thought that was important for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't make me cry.
You know, when we need to be here, we show up.
Yes.
And it ain't ending today. And it's coming back full circle. Renee and Ajnay.
and I deal with imposter syndrome. And when I say y'all are younger than me, and y'all really do inspire me. The job I have, the leadership that I have, the confidence that I have, the struggles I'm overcoming with the LSAT, and so much other things. This team is a godsend. Amaya, all of y'all, everybody, thank you.
I'm just very proud of y'all. I'm not even as nervous as I was going into regionals. You know, that was my last shot getting out of there. And now that we're here, I'm just excited for where we can go. I'm not nervous at all. I have full confidence in every one of y'all. And I'm just, I can't explain how much I'm proud of y'all. So thank you.
Yeah, we're proud
thank
of you.
Thank you.
Duda, I love my team, so we can go and fight.
Yeah. Yes.
Bow your heads, close your eyes, and assume an attitude of prayer. Father God, for the millionth time, we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I cannot stop saying it enough for all that you have done and all that you will do for this team.
Thank you, God.
Father God, as we go into this national season, I ask that you watch over everyone on this team. Everyone has given so much, Father God. Everyone has lost a part of themselves to give to this team, Father.
Yes.
So I ask that you restore us tenfold.
Yes.
Father God, now if there's anything I forget to ask, please don't neglect an answer for us. In your darling son, Jesus, and we pray. Amen.
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 She's a good guy. And like your attorney stated, you're facing life in prison.
Yeah, I don't know how much time I got left, but I'm here for a good time, not a long time, you know?
And you're here today testifying on behalf of the prosecution.
Yeah.
And the prosecution has offered you a plea deal.
That's what they told me, yeah.
And in that plea deal, you may face 10 to 20 years, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'll make it that long, but sure.
But that's under the condition that you testify against the defendant, isn't that true?
Yeah, they said they wanted me to help out.
Now, I want to ask you about the night in question. You say you saw someone around 12 o'clock, right?
Yes, I did.
It was dark outside?
It was around midnight, but there were some street lights.
They had a hoodie on?
They did. It was a dark hoodie, dark clothes, and I was surprised. It was so hot outside.
As a matter of fact, the hood was up, isn't that right?
It was. He must have been hot.
Now, you saw this person for about 1 second, isn't that correct?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Now, as you observed, you said you were 50 feet away, isn't that right?
Give or take, yes, sir.
Now, you didn't see this person go through the back door of Chucky's, right?
No, I did not.
You also didn't see anyone go through the front door.
No, I can't see the front from the back.
Thank you. Your Honor, I have nothing further. Now, the defense does not disagree with the fact that arson indeed was committed in this case, but what we do disagree with is who did it. Members of the jury, the burden in today's case, the state's burden in today's case is proof beyond a reasonable doubt. That must mean they must prove each of the elements I just listed to you beyond that reasonable doubt. Members of the jury, that is the highest burden in our judicial system, and suffice it to say, they have failed to meet that burden. But members of the jury, we have to ask ourselves, who saw what? Ms. Singh didn't see anyone go into or out of Chuggies. Ms. Singh didn't see anyone go through the alleyway. Ms. Singh couldn't even see anyone if they were to have gone through the front. Because had the prosecution waited for the smoke to clear, they would have understood that someone wearing a random jacket one day, with the hood raised up, standing not 5, not 10, not 15, not 20, but 50 feet away with the hood raised and the lights off, would have rendered a verdict in today's case of not guilty. Thank you.
So I will begin with the team that finished with the best record. We had one team finish with 7 wins, 0 losses, and 1 tie.
Jesus.
Team 12-16.
can't. But I sent in the evaluation form.
So let's go get these. Let's go get this trophy. Let's go get
And they better not run out of our attorney witness award.
Attorney witness award.
Exactly in the front.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We won first. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Jesus said it.
We won first.
We won first place.
We won first place.
First place.
First place.
We won first place.
Oh, God,
Come on in.
Zero L's.
Okay, if this part of the thing ends up on the news, it's gonna be a problem.
No, black people in the front.
Black people in the front because we won
first, not second,
not third. We are the alpha. So when we become top number one in the nation,
ooh, and I have my songs picked out.
All the video, all the
seeing green, Nicki Minaj on TV.
Yeah.
Let's go because we won. We won.
All right, so with that, if you all will indulge me, we need to do a quick room change. We're gonna go to room 164, which we all are familiar with, just right here around the corner. You can leave if you need to. You can leave some of your things.
So I've heard that this is possibly your last season. Is that true?
This is true.
Well, how does that make you feel? I mean, you clearly put more than just the check the box energy into this.
Yeah, it's, mixed feelings for sure. This has been just really like the blessing of a lifetime. I really have received so much from being in community with these students, for being able to sort of walk along with them on this part of their journey and to see the progress of this team, the collective, and then the individuals who passed this way. It has just been the blessing of a lifetime. You know, it's sad, I guess. I can use the word sad. I do feel some sense of sadness.
Maybe bittersweet? Is it a little bittersweet?
Yeah, bittersweet, because this has been so much of my life for, you know, a fair amount of time. The thing that is sweet about it is just seeing the growth. People outside the team on the campus know that, like, oh, wow, you're on the mock trial team. They know that means something serious. Like, the team has a reputation on campus. Like, no, they are serious and they are good. And it means something to them and it means something on the campus. And I think we've got, you know, students who have bought into that to where, you know, that will continue beyond this year and beyond this season.
This is fun. I mean, it's, you know, it's stressful, but it's fun. I mean, you know, getting to the break, we always tell them that all we can prepare you for is to break. Because once you're in the break rounds, you're always going against a school that's as good as you are. There's so many variables that right now we're just all hanging on for the ride.
That's next time on Class Action. Class Action is a production of iHeartRadio and Sound Argument. Created, produced, written, and edited by Kevin Huffman and Lisa Gray. Additional story production by Jennifer Swan, Jason Foster, and Wendy Nardi. Executive producers are Taylor Chacoin and Katrina Norvell. Sound design, editing, and mixing by Evan Tyre and Taylor Chacoin. This episode had additional field production by Jason Foster, Davis Land, Thomas Walsh, and Matt Weimer. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.